Today is Tuesday, the third day of Holy Week. Our passage is from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. Listen. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself. This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared to ask him any question. Here's how I understand the story. Crowds form as Jesus teaches on the temple grounds. The crisis continues to build as the religious leaders realize the implications of his teachings and the challenge that Jesus represents. At the center of Jesus' message are the two great commandments: love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Both are closely connected and are the way to God. One of the scribes wisely acknowledges that these two commandments are more important than burnt offerings and sacrifices. While this is going on, the opponents of Jesus are stepping up their plotting to kill him. The developing confrontation involves two very different ways to approach God: the way of Jesus and the way of the temple and the religious authorities. You might think of the good news proclaimed by Jesus as an invitation to experience a deeper sense of relationship with God. Inherent in this is a deeper love for our fellow humans. Holy Week is an especially good time to reflect on what this means. When you think of experiencing a deeper sense of connection with God, what comes to mind? What types of activities seem to move you in this direction? And of what do you think when Jesus calls us to love our neighbors as ourselves? Do you sometimes have a feeling of being invited to help others in some particular way? Are there people in your life or community for whom you could be doing more to help? Take some time to sit quietly and turn your attention towards God in prayer. As you do so, pay attention to any sense of being called to help others that you might experience.